It's Sunday the 29th of March and it's 11:20 a.m. As far as nature's concerned, it's only 10:20 a.m. But as human beings, here at least in the world, change our clocks. By an hour. Jumping forward by an hour. Mr. Blackbird was thoroughly enjoying that beautiful big plum that my wife put out for the birdies. Until Mrs. Blackbird came out and chased him off. Not in a vicious way, but just, okay, you can have some more when I've had mine. Now he's resolved, about a meter away from her, to peck at the soil and the leaf debris to see if he can find a wee titbit in there. But she is knocking lumps out of this plum. Blackbirds love fruit. Any kind of fruit. Well, any kind of fruit. Yeah, just about any kind of fruit. So, it's the 29th of March. We're almost out of this month. And this is what used to be known as Palm Sunday. It's now been changed to Passion Sunday. We still get our palms, of course, but they've changed it, I don't think, for the better. I always enjoyed it when you had this mental picture of Jesus riding his donkey into Jerusalem and the people strewing the pathway, if you like, with palms. Now it's called Passion Sunday, and of course it is Passion of the Lord, but I think we spoke about this on the way back from the vigil mass last night, myself and my wife. We prefer the old way. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, so this is the beginning of what we call Holy Week in the Christian calendar. Let's hope the weather is much better for this time next week when Easter Sunday, because it's not very nice this morning. It's very overcast. It's not cold, but it's not even mild. It's in betwixt. And it's raining. It's very light rain, in fact. So, in a funny kind of, a strange way, I should say. It's quite pleasant. There would be droplet hitting my head. Ah, and a hot cup of tea. No blood. Or, should I say, no lipstick on the cup, the mug this morning. Because I was very, very, very careful when I was shaving this morning to stay well away from that area. Must be down to my blood condition that things don't heal as quickly as it used to do. I can hear the ice cream van. Selling ice cream on a Drich day. There you go, they've got to make a living though, haven't they? And years ago, when we were kids. Years ago. Ice cream men, there was more than one who plied their trade 7 days a week. So we had a great sleep last night. Definitely, I slept very well. I remember it. I had a goldfinches around the birch tree, probably wait until I get out the road to come down. I'm trying to attract the redpolls back as well. During the night, my wife gave me a dig because I was obviously lying my back in snow rain. And I heard her giving a sigh as if to say, stop snoring, you know. So this is in the middle of the night, and I came to mind, I thought, I'm going to force myself to stay awake for a couple of minutes because I know she'll fall asleep quickly. She's on her back and she'll snore. So like a big child, like a big Wayne, I did that. And sure as guns, she fell asleep quickly and started snoring. So I gave her a dig and went, ah, no, so childish. Anyway, she tries to make out I'm the only one that snores. She's in denial. As I look around me this morning, I said about the garden, there just something's literally appear overnight, and my hardy geraniums, or pelargoniums as they should be properly called, are sprouting. Some of the clumps are already 2 feet across and 7 and 8 inches high. I mean, I hadn't really noticed those even yesterday morning. I know that Sarah, who is at Sarah, well, she used to be at Sarah. I'm trying to remember what Sarah's at now. Forgive me, Sarah. No, mine's not working again. Anyway, I know that Sarah has these in her garden and loves them. I think it was her dad that gave her them. I may be wrong again. But they're the hardy beasts of the garden, flowering right through till sometimes November. Anyway, lots of activity this morning in the garden. I wonder when we'll see or hear the first chicks in the nest. Well, the rain's getting a wee bit heavier now. Not so concerned for myself because I will dry quickly. But I'm trying to hide the zoom out of the raindrops because it's unprotected. And I have no pockets to put it in. Wow. Obviously that was the front edge of a change again because the wind's getting up and yeah, it's not going to be a nice day, I don't think, unless it clears. Hello, Mr. Blackwood, how are you? Oh, and Mrs. Together. Well, as together as two Blackwoods can be. He's 2 feet from my feet, would you believe that? Now, that's great for me because that means he's like Miss Blackbird or Mrs. Blackbird. He finds me no threat now. Yes, you best eat up, Mr. Blackbird, all you can, because when the missus has to sit in the nest, you are going to be on the go all day long.